immer gütiger und barmherziger Vater, du bist der Vater aller Menschen und Engel. Nichts bleibt vor dir verborgen, alle und alles hörst du ein in dein lebendes Wissen. Cherubim sind um deinen Thron, die heiligen Seraphim loben dich ohne Ende.
Fifth of August 2020, Father Book, Text 37, Theme: Our Heart as God's Resting Place. In today's text of the Father Book, the Heavenly Father reveals an ardent desire to which I would like to subscribe. The 39 reflections related to the relation of the Father to Sister Eugenia have an essential goal: to find hearts in which God, our Father, can dwell, in which He is at home. So says the Father's Book. What else do I want to achieve with this work of love but to find hearts that can understand me? I am holiness, and I possess it in its perfection fullness. Through my Holy Spirit I give you this holiness, for I created it, and I will introduce it into your hearts and enrich them with the merits of my Son. And through my Son and the Holy Spirit I come to you and penetrate into you, and in you I seek my peace. The Lord makes us understand by the example of the Holy Communion how this process of His dwelling in us is to be understood. So we hear. To some souls this phrase, "I'm entering into you," seems like a mystery, but it's not. After having commissioned my Son to introduce the Holy Eucharist, I resolve to enter into you each time you receive the Holy Host. Certainly, nothing prevents me from coming to you even before receiving the Eucharist, for nothing is impossible to me. But receiving the sacrament is an easy to understand process that explains to you how I dwell in you. And we continue. When I am in you, it is easier to give you what I possess, provided that you ask me for it. With the sacrament, you unite yourself with me in the most intimate way, and in this union my love can pour out over you and cause our souls to be adorned with holiness. I shower you with my love, so you need to do nothing more than ask me for the virtues and perfection you need. And you can be sure that in those moments when God rests in the heart of His creatures, nothing will be denied you. So we know then the place of God's rest and His fervent desire to dwell in our hearts, to make our heart as a tabernacle of His love. God's incomprehensible love is therefore not content to redeem us, to free us from the power of evil, and to give us His goods. No, He wants to live in and with us. We are called to this way of fellowship with God, which begins here on earth and is completed in eternity. That is why I would like to make a concrete invitation on August 7, that means in 2 days, to make an act of consciously inviting God the Father to be at home in our hearts and to have free access to us all the time. We can ask Him to purify everything that could stand in the way, to melt away all hardening of the heart, every layer of ice that may have formed around the heart, to awaken us from every sleepiness when we do not respond properly to the call of love, and throw every hidden idol into the Tiber so that we may become free. This way of purifying ourselves, which we ask of our Father, is His formative love, which, together with His fundamental love which embraces us, forms us in His image. In this way we become what we actually are, children of God, in whom the Lord can establish his kingdom. That is all our Father asks for. So together with our Heavenly Father, I would like to search for souls who, again the word of the Father, selflessly devote themselves to my glory and honor, and who gladly leave this place of rest, meant is our heart, to me. Tomorrow we come slowly to an end of these reflections. Tomorrow I will add some more aspects that might invite us to consciously perform an act of devotion to God. Perhaps some souls will see themselves addressed by the Father to give themselves especially to him. I can only testify that it is a great happiness, a great fortune to leave our heart to the Father as a place of rest. Nothing better can ever happen to our heart, and we cannot give greater joy to our Heavenly Father.
And the song that accompanies us today is the Our Father in Aramaic language, the language that Jesus himself spoke when he was here on earth.
Abund bashmayo netekadashmoch tide malkuthoch nechwesevio Love.